You're listening to SBS News.
New figures from the 2021 census data have been released and show Australia is becoming increasingly culturally and linguistically diverse. The Australian census provides the most accurate snapshot of the composition of contemporary Australia and the makeup of communities across the country. The Australian Bureau of Statistics, that conducts the census every 5 years, says its figures show Australia's proportion of overseas-born and second-born migrants has steadily increased since the 1947 census, taken in the aftermath of World War II. It counted 235,000 Australians that arrived in the 10 years between 1948 and 1957, hailing from 140 countries. Of these people, almost 2 out of 3 came from the big 4 source countries: England, Italy, Germany, or the Netherlands. In the last 10 years, with 2.3 million new arrivals from over 200 countries who now call Australia home, those initial top four now only account for 2 in 5 arrivals, reflecting a much more diverse group of arrivals. The new top four in order of size are India, China, England, and New Zealand. Assistant Treasury Minister Andrew Lee says census questions have changed over the years due to this increasing diversity.
Now we have this tapestry of questions. Which country were you born in? Which country were your parents born in? And what is your ancestry? That gives us a really rich picture about the multicultural diversity that is Australia. Australia is hardly a country that's free of racism, but we are a multicultural success story.
General Manager of the Census, Duncan Young, says the set of culturally diverse questions in the census allows for a better understanding of the population's increasing complexity. He says when used alongside the country of birth of individuals and their parents, census data provides a good indication of the ethnic background of all Australians.
The census counts people from over 200 countries of birth who speak over 150 languages and connect with over 300 ancestries. Australia is not only home to the world's oldest continuing culture, but also arguably home to the most diverse collection of cultures. There are so many different stories is about Australia's diversity that are told through the census.
In the first census in 1911, the proportion of Australians who were born overseas was 18%. Now in 2021, more than 7 million people in Australia were born overseas. This is almost 30% of the population. More than half of respondents say they have a parent who was born overseas. It is an increase from 6.1 million or 26% in 2016. 5.8 million people speak another language other than English at home. That's up from less than 5 million in 2016. The top 5 most common languages other than English are Mandarin, followed by Arabic, Vietnamese, Cantonese, and Punjabi. Minister Andrew Lee says it indicates the richness of the Australian population, which is fundamental to the nation's prosperity.
It's a reminder of the wealth of experiences and ideas that ethnic diversity brings to Australia. We know that diverse firms tend to be more productive. Diverse cities are faster growing. Diverse countries are not only more interesting, but more efficient.
Chief Executive of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia, Mohamed Al-Kafaji, says organisations should harness the country's diversity to achieve their best.
I think organisations need to start thinking about how they collect that data to better understand who they're working with, because it's all about a sense of belonging. Once people feel like, you know, the organisation cares about me and wants to know more, I think that's when we start to tap into the hidden benefits of diversity. We all talk about it, but really to tangibly understand what that feels like, I think that's where we need to go.
Omar Bello, SBS News.